Hi, Henry.
Yeah. I talked to Moira, and the weather is lifting. It won't be good yet, but it's better than it has been.
Good.
And
I'm just curious as to how they got their claim to got some tanks. Was that just an accident, or?
Well, no, they got it partly with naval gunfire. You see, they're coming down on Route 1, which is running parallel to the coast.
Right.
And they're really putting it in there.
I should hope so. Well, naval gunfire, that's safe enough for our boys.
That's right. Now, I think, Mr. President, if this operation continues, we ought to authorize naval gunfire to be used in North Vietnam right up to the, Dong Hoi area.
Absolutely.
That's where they come down.
Is the road aligning? Let's authorize it immediately. I don't see any reason to wait.
We should authorize it now.
Authorize it immediately for more. Put the Navy up there and start hitting everything that moves on that road.
Right.
Is it run along the sea?
Exactly. Parallel to the sea.
My God, why don't we do that?
I think
what what are they using, cruisers?
They've moved a cruiser in and several destroyers, and I think you could put some more in there.
All right. Tell them to put the naval gunfire along the whole road and make it impassable.
Right.
But go 40 miles up there. What I'm getting at, Henry, is that let's kid ourselves. Is the weather lifting, or is this a false report again, or what is it?
No, I think it is lifting. It isn't perfect yet, but if the ceiling gets up to 4,000 feet, then they can really do a job.
Right.
Even though they still have a ceiling.
Right.
And I think they are going in there. They've got the message, there's no question about it.
Yeah. But this message you read to me earlier did indicate
they
claim at least they've knocked out 25 tanks, huh?
That's right, 27 tanks. Cut it in half, it's still 15. And 20 trucks.
Well, the tanks are what matter, my God, compared to a truck. A tank is something.
If the weather lifts early enough so that we can get at them, they're going to pay a hell of a price.
We can get at them. We'll take out their tanks. We'll take out their guns, their artillery. We'll take out their sands. And they're going to have a hell of a time. And we'll put a lot of stuff down there that can spread around and knock off some of those people.
We're going to have 2 weeks now that are going to be tough. But in many ways, Mr. President, this is a blessing, because if we can...
Listen, if the weather lifts, it won't be 2 weeks. We'll do it in 4 or 5 days, in my opinion.
Well,
they won't do it.
No, I think it will take a week or two, but...
Watch, though. If the weather lifts, it's going to either make or break, I think, sooner than you think. That's the way I sense it in this time.
But I think we may get a settlement out of this.
Well...
I do not think... My nightmare was that they would come in August. Yeah. I am actually relieved that they've done it now.
Well, we're just finding out. And they... If they could do this now, they sure as hell could do it in August and more.
More, and we'd have less flexibility and less air power.
Right. And so the thing to do is to just give it now. But more, is he talking in an aggressive way or in a still a half-assed way?
Oh, no, Mr. President. They've gotten the message.
Right.
Now, Laird has been crying all day, and he wants to come over to show his goodwill. I think we ought to let him come for this.
By his goodwill, he means he's going to support this or not?
Yeah, oh, he's going to support it.
Well, he should come with more. But I want him worked over before he gets here, so there's no crapping around. He's got to be told that we cannot lose here, and that as far as I'm concerned, I'll do everything that's necessary, including taking out Haiphong, and I mean it.
That's exactly.
I intend to do that.
That we must do. And the more we shock them this way, the quicker we get to a solution.
There's nothing you could do in the Haiphong area, is there? Just a shot across the bow?
I wouldn't do it now, Mr. President.
I'm not so sure.
Well,
I'm just thinking of...
It would take too long. I think if we get going in this area now, and then the 48-hour strike on top of it, I think the Russians are going to do something. They're not going to risk everything.
You think that got across the Dobryna? Well, at least the Dobryna, maybe, but...
Oh, you'll get it, sir. I guess I'm sure that that...
You will pass the word. They are risking the summit. They're risking Berlin. I mean, the German treaties, correct?
That's right.
And our whole relationship.
That's right.
Huh? You told him what?
I told him we just can't consider sending a message to Russia to be consistent.
Good. Well, I won't send it. Believe me.
I don't think you should send it anyway, so any excuse yet.
That's right.
You're so much better off.
I had no intention of sending it, but my point is, I just want him to know that we... that he's knocking it off by what they've done.
Right. Well, I think if we don't hear from them about Poland tomorrow, we should just do it.
Well, that I'm sure of now, in view of this.
Yes.
They didn't act, and so we'll say, well,
we've given it four
just days. Say we've gone to, we've gone, sorry, but we, why do you think they delayed on it?
Well, they may not have had a chance to have everyone together.
Right.
And they may just be cute and maybe going to the polls.
Well, our going to Poland isn't going to make anything going to change their attitude toward our visit, do you think?
Well, not after the move we've now made.
Hmm?
Not after having made this move of offering them, of asking their attention.
Right. Right. Well, we'll just tell them tomorrow. Don't you think you should tell them tomorrow that we can't hold them any longer? It's starting to leak.
We ought to give them...
Yeah.
Until
give
the end
24,
of the day.
24 hours.
Yeah. At the end of the day tomorrow.
Right. Okay, let's do it. Right. All right. Fine. In the meantime, now I'll be over early in the morning. When will you be through with their briefing from your little bastard?
I'll be
over?
There at 8. I'll be finished with that by 8:30.
All right. I'll see you at 9 o'clock.
Right.